KO4PXB.
Tell you, but it's so. And what are you doing out in all this rain and everything, or is it raining where you are?
It is ground dry here, so it's definitely not raining here at the moment. It definitely just little cloudy skies, but don't have any rain hitting the window.
Well, I just finished eating supper with my oldest daughter and her and my grandson at Jason's Deli, so I'm gonna get out in all this mess. Heck of a time to be leaving and driving back over to Taylor's, but it can be done.
Yep, I just was probably about less than 5 miles from Wade Hampton, so it was definitely nice and clear there too, so hopefully the Taylor's is pretty much the same way.
Hopefully I'm not out here this time of day, but we had a grandson, and so I just met our daughter at Jason's Deli and had some supper, and so I'm headed back to the house. No tennis today, which is a good thing, I guess. Boy, it hit last night. We barely got out of there before the bottom fell out. So, but we could see it coming.
Yep, I was in my office area when I heard it. Then when I got home, it definitely, just the bucket fell out. Definitely about the 6 or 7 o'clock time frame. It was really bad then.
See, we've been there almost a little over an hour, I guess. And it hit, and oh man. So on my drive home, it was just pouring down rain, torrential rain, and actually had some hail in it, but it was very intermittent, and because I was worried, you know, I was going to get this thing all dented up, and that would have made for a bad day, but anyway, that didn't happen.
Yep, that's definitely good. I'm glad it's definitely better weather, because my daughter turned 6 today, so taking her out to dinner. That way, it also depends on how she acts.
Is she listening to this?
Of course not. Yeah, she's at home, and my wife didn't turn on the little hand radio I have at all. So I definitely know she's not listening. And for some odd reason, just the light switch goes off when she gets tired. She turns into a totally different child.
Well, sounds like that's kind of interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that before, but I guess stuff happens. And you have to deal with it, you know, as a parent. We had 2 girls, thank goodness. They weren't a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, both not 27-year-olds. I never had this issue with them when they were growing up, like I said. But, yeah, Madeline, man, she'll go off the wall and just not throw stuff, but she just totally changes. Gets, you know, upset and just sometimes hard to, you know, on how she's acting.
Our youngest daughter has eldest is he's 7 now, and they've been having some problems with him, but they're handling it very well. Boy, 291's like a parking lot here. I mean, this is great. I don't see this every day, so I'm not the most patient person behind the wheel. But I guess I'm going to be patient today. I have nowhere to go.
Yep, all depends on how long you set. Just make sure you keep a check on that temperature, because vehicles have gotten a lot better about, you know, not having bad effects when they're idling with the AC on.
Your air is on, your fan's running, so if it wasn't, your high side would go off the charts and you'd blow all the freon. Your compressor has a safety valve and it would blow all the freon out of the system, or a lot of it. So, but anyway, that's the way that works. I've driven, like, I have an old 63 Chevrolet that my parents gave me when they got tired of it. And back then, engines would only last about 100,000 miles. They gave it to me at 85,000. Then I had to have the transmission rebuilt, and it was like $300. But back then, that was a lot of money. But I kept that car. I think it had like 125,000 on it, but it needed a cam. It was backfiring through the carburetor.
Yep, I know that made the neighbors and everyone very happy to hear that.
I was dating my wife, and she lived on High Valley Boulevard, and she lived right at the top of the hill, and it was a long hill and steep, and so, you know, you had to give it a lot of gas, and that's when it would start doing this popping sound, and it was continuous, you know, until you let off the gas. Now, if you're just cruising down the road, it wasn't too bad, but if you had to step down on it, it wasn't too pleasant.
Yep, that's one thing that I've never done much of, the major repairs on vehicles like that. Just never interests me, and I never really did have any friends that were around the area that where I lived at and grew up at that also did any kind of stuff with engines, so the mechanic I am not.
We're CPA Mobile. I started learning things when I was in college, and I remember changing the thermostat in that 63 because it got to where it was stuck open and didn't have any heat. And I was going to school at Mars Hill College in North Carolina, so definitely needed some heat. And it was in the winter time, of course, when it stuck open. And but I did it right there in the parking lot. And I don't remember what I used to scrape the gasket off with. Well, I guess I used a screwdriver. I don't even know where I got the tools. I can't remember. But I did it myself. It didn't leak, and it worked. So I guess I did something right. But that was my beginning of car knowledge. And it just went on from there. When I quit at John Finger Mazda, or left there, I was a Mazda Master Certified Tech.
Yeah, I know that probably took quite a bit of hands-on experience and to get to that far. that probably took a little bit of training to get to the master level of automotive.
All right, in a bad place here. I'm waiting after for the repeater. It'll get better, but it's going to take a couple of minutes. Yeah, I did the last part of it online, and so I didn't have to drive to Atlanta where they used to give classes.
Yeah, that's definitely not something that can be done through the videos and YouTube.
I enjoyed going to Atlanta. It was right outside Atlanta, and you know, they provided a rental car, and that was nice. And you know, get away from work, and class is usually let out by like 2:30, 3 o'clock. So you know, you were off a lot sooner than you would be, you know, if you were working on cars. So anyway, and you got paid for it, so I like hands-on teaching, because you can learn a lot more from that than you do a book.
I'm a hands-on type of person too, because you definitely learn it by seeing and doing than just reading about it.
Okay, so my signal should be clearing up now. I've topped the hill here on Wade Hampton, going by Wally Market, and on Wade Hampton. So usually I can hit the repeater pretty good.
You were definitely hitting the repeater very well on that one. Just like anything else, there was a little bit of crackling in there, but that could be caused by pretty much anything.
Well, they must have a wreck over the hill here. I'm going to make a U-turn, and that's what I like about Greenville. There's always several ways to get to where you're going, so you know, if one way fails, you take another. As long as there's not a train coming, I'll be okay. I got to cross the railroad tracks.
Yeah, Wade Hampton, when there's an accident on there, it definitely becomes more of a parking lot.
Probably just the, you know, the rush. When you go over the bridge there that goes over the railroad tracks, there's a traffic light there, and that's where Rutherford, you know, dead ends into Wade Hampton. And the problem is the light on, you know, if you're traveling east toward Greer, that traffic light, there's another traffic light there at Edwards Road, and it's not synced with the light right there at Rutherford. So when traffic's all backed up, the people that want to turn left off of Rutherford to get on Wade Hampton, they can't even turn. The light's green, but you can't go anywhere because there's nowhere to go to your left, because all the cars are just sitting there. They're sitting there in the middle of the road. And, it's back. I'm coming in the other way now, and I can see it's backed up to the bottom of the hill on Rutherford, so it's a mess.
Yep, that's pretty much the way any road in South Carolina can go. It can go from smooth to a disaster in a hurry.
I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, 73s, and enjoy the QSO. Thanks for the ride home. The sun's actually shining here. It has rained, but sun's out, and that's good news, I guess. We got all the rain we needed. Where's your final KB4CBA?
All right, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.